Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical sometimes.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
Hello.
To musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
Yes. And we're here with Andrew Yeo, Nathan Keats,
Dan Titmus,
and Caitlin
Campbell.
Who have been doing a fantastic job this week, putting on the first ever Bristol Improv Festival. Well done.
Thank you.
Hooray!
You must feel pretty amazing.
Yeah.
yes, I think so. It's just been, everyone has been so supportive. And that, I think, is the main reason we did it, to try and bring a community together of improvisers, because sort of building connections and things is what I think improvisers do naturally. So if we can harness that, which we kind of have, then it's very exciting.
And you've got a great scene going on here in Bristol. You've got a whole different catchment area over here to Brighton.
Yeah, well, it's quite a student town. Mm. So I think, basically, a lot of it starts at the Student Society, which has lots and lots and lots of members. But we keep getting people turning up, emailing, saying, oh, you know, I do this, or I'm down here, and you know, can I be on your website? Can I come to your events? So, yeah, that is a journey of discovery.
Having heard of what the improv scene is like in Brighton, it sounds like a lot of the improv that goes on there is an offshoot from the May Days, whereas here there were just, you know, four or five different improv troupes all coexisting without talking to each other. And it sort of took Andy to go and take everybody's hand and be like, we could all hang out.
That being said, we really do covet your improv community in Brighton. We're really, really impressed with the number of improvisers you're producing.
But then doing something like this is exactly the thing that needs to happen, because as I keep banging on about this to people when I've had a few too many drinks at gigs, it's like there's not enough of us to be fighting for audiences. It's just it's a profile-raising thing, and together we are stronger, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you can fight for audiences, because the audience will enjoy improv, therefore they should see every improv that's going on.
Yeah.
Going
on. Yeah. And so last night, you know, I mean, I saw it as a showcase. I mean, it's lovely to dress it up as a competition and that kind of thing.
But, you know, it's not a competition.
It's, yeah.
Definitely, what you saw last night was all the styles of improv were so different that they were hardly comparable, let alone sort of gradable.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 5.
Yeah.
Although it seemed to be mainly on the scale from 3 to 4.
So why don't we just hear a little bit from each of you about what you're up to?
Yeah.
Improv wise. Mm-hmm. Nathan, you're in Cardiff, aren't you?
Yes. I run a various amount of projects for Ludus Ludius. Got a youth group that soon enough, and he will have some free venues to go and use and do shows and workshops, which I'm very happy about. I'm always looking to do applied improv for autism, which is great stuff, very useful, very fun. Every time, it's always hinges on one person in particular, a friend of mine who's on the spectrum. Whenever I take him to a theatre workshop or do improv with him, he thoroughly enjoys it. Therefore, for the last 6 years, I've been trying to push that.
I think you're done selling yourself there, Nathan, because I said to you last night, again after too many drinks, that basically if it's an improv event happening and you don't know about it, then it's not worth knowing about. Yeah. You know everybody in the whole world of improv, so it's great to actually have you on interview here.
And I hear that you were helping out all week with this improv.
Yeah, Nathan's like the Dave Grohl of improvisers.
Yeah, that's a good description.
But he's been here all week helping me set up all the spaces every day, flyering, no matter how hungover we were. Absolutely insanely hardworking and talented.
And I love the fact you still got your lanyard on. Best one's looking a bit worse for wear.
I tried getting it back.
It's similar to me now.
And Dan and Caitlin, you're Bristol Improv Society, aren't
you? Yeah. Well, I've been president for the last year, and I am until Thursday, where it all changes over, which is going to be cool. Then we've been doing some awesome stuff. We've been doing like a lot of focusing on narrative. So we've had a film noir. We just did a fantasy. We're taking both of those up to Edinburgh. And we're working on another show to take to Edinburgh, which is called Bristol Improv Steals the Show, where we take a title from a show that the audience has already seen and do it.
Great.
Definitely the nice thing about doing improv as part of a university society, which is how I started doing improv last year, is just sort of the inclusive factor. Just that literally anyone can turn up at a workshop, and if they show sort of enough well, I don't know about dedication, but like if there is enough interest, me and my friend Steve, who's the vice president, we co-produce a show called Hilarity, which goes fortnightly, and we put on like a new cast every week and try and get people who've never performed. Because it's, we do the show for free, so we get a really friendly audience, and we sort of think the best experience you can get for improv is in front of a friendly audience who are going to give you a nice time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so cool that you can just take people from nothing to going on stage in a supportive way, like in a few weeks or a few months. There's not many.
I think that's kind of the beauty of improv, because a lot of the performing arts societies in Bristol University really pride themselves on saying, oh, once a year we do a show and everyone who auditions gets a part, and we do that every fortnight. It's so cool to be able to do that.
Yeah, that is brilliant. And then, of course, what a great kind of bank of people that you can check.
Yeah.
Plenty of volunteers for last night.
Yeah.
Lots of lanyards to hand out, but it was worth it. And it was really nice as well seeing sort of everybody, all the improvisers at the show last night, sort of sitting in the same parts of the audience and all patting each other on the back each time they came off stage.
Apart from Bristol Improv, whooping. Standing at the back.
Yeah, we ran out of chairs, so you guys took a hit.
That was your excuse. Yeah.
Should have given you some bonus points for that.
You still and what's your sort of improv history? I mean, how did you actually end up putting this thing on?
So I started Bristol Improv Society, like most of us, when I came to university in Bristol. And last year, I'm in a troupe with Dan and Caitlin, and also Steve, who was running lights and tech last night at the show,
blowing
the whistle. Degrees of Error. Yeah. That's right. So we had a show on, and we were promoting. Actually, it was Hilarity. We were kind of helping out with Hilarity.
This was before I produced it.
This is before you were producing it.
Before I was even involved.
And we turned up having sort of fun. Yeah, everyone come to this Hilarity show. We turned up and said, oh, can we flyer at the end? And we were told no, not by Caitlin,
not by me,
or me,
or Dan. I should point out.
I
got a bit upset about that, so I got off and got drunk and came back and had a drunken argument with the person who was running it at the time, and eventually they were got a bit drunk and we were all like, oh, I'm sorry, we should have a community, we should start a Bristol community, all the improvisers can support each other, yeah, and then we had some more drinks, and then, you know what this community should do? We should do a festival. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and book some rooms. And so that was it. And
that's
off we went.
Happens.
Yeah. Probably the record to show at this point that Andy has done 90% of this
festival. Oh, no, I don't
it
think
is
so.
Definitely, yeah.
I don't think so.
It's we had a lot of meetings with a lot of people turning up and bouncing ideas around all running up to this year. Mm. We've had people over, you know, running the sign-ups and things and the sign-up sheets and things. So it's been really good.
So next year?
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
bigger, larger,
bigger,
more better, people.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to find big venues.
Yeah.
I mean, the audience is, I mean, just last night, people were queuing up, couldn't get in.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's 100 plus people rammed into that room. In the improv world, that is seriously impressive.
Yeah, it was something we were a bit, not worried about, but we thought about, like, how are we going to deal with small audiences if that happens when we've asked people to come from across the, you know, basically across the country. And obviously it wasn't a problem in the end, a problem that we faced, but one of our visiting troops said, oh, we did a festival last week, and there were 8 people in the audience. And given that the cast almost outnumbered the audience, so it was like, oh, we've done all right.
it was really nice. I mean, we'd always kind of thought, you know, we've got so many troops in Bristol that do regular shows anyway. If we just all get them to do all their shows in a week and they get their regular audiences, we'll just run away and declare ourselves the winners. And anything more than that, we'll be happy with. But it kind of snowballed, and eventually we ended up, because we were going to do it in their respective venues, and then it all ended up coming to one place, and then we started thinking, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to need volunteers and tech, and just kind of got a bit out of control.
And it got from having done our kind of regular shows where you get a very regular like audience of Hilarity,
sort of 20,
you get the
30.
Same people, obviously with a bit of variance, but the same kind of core audience every fortnight, because it's a really nice show. And so it was amazing to be standing in front of this group of people we call norms, because basically we don't know them, and going, has anybody not seen improv before? And get your bunch of people like,
some people are saying yes to that question.
Oh my god, well, let me try and remember what it is.
Seriously impressive. And to me, it shows the kind of groundswell that people have been talking about for quite a while now. It is definitely happening. This could not have happened 4 or 5 years ago. a really dedicated community.
Yes, cool. and it's we've got people like the May Days to thank, and for that.
Well, we are obsessive nutter geeks about improv, so I don't mind that, that credit. We try, so it's good. Yeah. Really, really nice.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you next year.
Excellent. Yay. We'll see you as well. We really enjoyed you playing with Instant Wits, pianist, at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a musician mind moment.
That was an allegory for what it's all
about. We'll get you somewhere with an orchestra pit, and we'll see how many improv musicians we can get.
Improvised orchestra.
Yes.
We're seeing how well that improvised group 32-person song went. The only way is up. Yeah. That was definitely as low as it can
be. The only bad idea Andy's had.
That was a highlight for me.
We don't have a recording of that, if only we did.
Yeah. Oh no, Johnny was filming it.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, right, I'll get a clip of you.
That'd be like a nativity play, I reckon.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Did Johnny really film that? That's exciting. Yeah, if he did, cool. That will be up on the website
that's
for sure.
The exciting.
May I put the website?
Yes, of course.
Please do.
The Bristol Improv Network can be found at www.bristolimprovnetwork.com. Please go and look at our listings, sign up our mailing list, check it out. Get involved.
And actually, I must say, on that note, I think the stuff you've done online for this festival is astounding. It looks great, and just all the care and all the interviews with everyone, it's just really great, really cool.
Very, very positive experience we've had here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.